This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tick season is upon us, and they seem to be in big numbers already this year. Why is that the case?
Tick season is now almost year-round. We have a few months where we're spared, and right now we're really in the full bloom of tick season. And this is largely due to it's getting warmer in Buffalo. During the cold winter months, ticks will hibernate, but once it gets warm, they'll come out. And over the last several weeks, the weather has been extraordinarily conducive. And they're on the hunt, and they're looking for animals, and they're looking for us.
So with this tick season, what are the biggest dangers when we encounter ticks, or they come after us?
If a tick gets embedded and bites you, there's a possibility that it could transmit an infection. I think most people are aware of a common infection transmitted by ticks is Lyme disease. However, there are multiple other infectious agents that could be transmitted by ticks in our area. Diseases that includes babesiosis, anaplasmosis, and others. And sometimes an individual that's bitten could get more than one of these diseases. So it's critical to both prevent getting bitten or exposed to ticks. And if you've been in an area potentially we can be exposed to ticks and you develop any sort of symptoms, it's really best to reach out to a healthcare provider to make sure that you haven't acquired a tick-borne disease, because the overwhelming majority of these infections can be very effectively treated if recognized and especially if treated early.
What are some of the biggest virus dangers that we could encounter if we're bitten by a tick?
Most of the infections that we get from ticks are not viruses, but bacteria. There is a virus that's fortunately very, very rare in Western Europe called the Powassan virus. For most individuals, if you're infected with this virus, you're asymptomatic. But at the extremes of life, if you're immunocompromised, you could develop a more serious infection, which could involve your central nervous system. So again, prevention is the best measure when dealing with ticks.
And what are the best ways to prevent yourself from tick bites?
There's a lot of things we could do to protect ourselves. And I think we need to start with, first, trying to minimize exposure to environments where ticks dwell. And those are areas that are grassy, that has dense vegetation, bushes, and this could be as simple as your backyard if you don't maintain your lawn, or if your backyard is a wooded area with lots of shrubs, or it could be an area where you might go out for a hike with your dog or just with yourself on a nice day. So it's critically important to try to avoid these areas if possible. If you're hiking, stay in the middle of the path. Don't wander off into tall grass or into the shrubbery. And with regard to your backyard, it's important to keep that grass and those shrubs neatly trimmed so that in that manner, you'll minimize exposure.
Dr. Russo, two ticks in particular Lone Star and AlphaGal. How much of a concern are those two here?
So far, and just to back up a little bit, there's a tick called the Lone Star tick. Its range really hasn't extended to Western New York yet, but bites from this tick have been associated with meat allergies. The majority of these have been occurring down the Atlantic coast, the southern Atlantic coast, but it's moved up to Long Island and to Maine as well. And recent data suggests, actually, that this particular allergy that could occur with the tick bite may be beyond Lone Star ticks. So we're still learning about that. There's a number of other important measures to protect yourself against tick bites, and I would strongly encourage everyone to do this whenever they might venture into an area where there could be ticks. First, it's critical to wear long sleeves and pants, and tuck your pants into your socks. That way you'll minimize the likelihood that ticks could crawl up your legs. It's also important to use some sort of tick repellent if you're going to be in an area with ticks. And if you anticipate, if you're hiking or camping or going to have a really large exposure potentially to ticks, you could actually treat your gear and clothing with certain anti-tick agents as well. Once you're done with your walk, or if you feel you're in an area you might have been exposed to ticks, it's critical within a couple of hours at the latest to go ahead and take a shower, if there's any ticks that aren't attached, to wash them off, and do a tick check. And there's many areas in our body that we really can't get a good look at, so it's best to do a tick check with a friend if possible. And lastly, many of us love to do our hikes and take our dogs out, and obviously ticks are attracted to dogs as well. It's prudent to go ahead and use some sort of preventative treatment for your dogs to protect them against ticks, and in that fashion, the dogs won't pick up ticks. And those ticks then are less likely to be transmitted to you. And just be cognizant as well that even if dogs are treated, they could bring ticks into the house, which then may be looking for a host that has not been treated, such as yourself. So particularly if you sleep with your pets or have close exposure with your pets, you have to be aware that there is a risk even after the hike is over if your pet brought those ticks into the house. And so frequent tick checks and awareness of that risk is really most paramount.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.